flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So one area in which Kirby is going to be a little thin, and maybe he feels better about this than we do, is that outside linebacker room, Mike. They lost Damon Wilson to Missouri, okay? So all of a sudden, Gabe Harris is almost certainly going to spend more time as an outside linebacker, pulling him away from the defensive line. And then you start talking about, all right, what do they have coming in with these freshmen? They have some top-ranked freshmen, all three ranked in the top 100 prospects.
Right. Are they ready to go?
But are they ready to play?
Right.
And that's the question. So here's the thing. A strength of this team, and we just talked about this an hour or so ago, and I was talking about, you know, if we stay at 15, and we're assuming we are, if Jalen Walker's there, that is the name I want to hear the Falcons take. It better, number one, be a defensive player. Number two, a defensive player that can have impact and has versatility. With that said, that room is being diminished by not only transfers, the portal, guys right. going to the pros, but that was a strength. My point is this has been a strength of Georgia. When you start talking about their outside right. linebacking room and putting guys in the pros, et cetera. So now you go into spring, and I guarantee you we're going to hear Kirby talk about this, where I'm not sure if these guys are ready. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's what. We're telling you they have some talented kids coming in. But I don't know if they're ready, Mike, to step up and play this SEC schedule.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we said about the Falcons this year. Maybe that's going to be Georgia next year. The offense better score a ton of points because your defense is not going to be that lights out that it was for the back-to-back Natties. Well, we know on the offensive side, you got some studs coming in. Zachariah Branch, Noah Thomas, you're bringing in size and athleticism. And guys can actually catch the football at wide receiver. You know, you're going to have Nate Frazier back. Oscar Delp is coming back.
Yep.
So you and I, did you learn anything about Gunnar Stockton in that game and a half?
Toughness. I mean, he's tough, but as far as what kind of quarterback he's going to be ultimately, no, I didn't. Because I don't think they asked him to do anything out of the depth of what they wanted him to do.
Right. And the only time they did it was ill-advised, is trying to do a two-minute yeah. drill after Notre Dame's been in your backfield. And that, of course, led to that fumble, which, of course, changed the game. It was eventually turned into be, like, what, a 17-point turnaround.
I go back, Mike, to Stetson Bennett, you know, when he was playing. We didn't learn about what kind of guy he was and what kind of quarterback he was until Georgia was down, until he had to make some comebacks, make some throws, put the team on his back. And that was prior to the national championship against Alabama. But once we saw that as Georgia fans, and Mike and I had this discussion all season long, do you believe in him? What's going on? How good is he? So I don't know if I could say that yet for Gunnar Stockton, but he's going to get his chance.
Now, I don't know, and a couple of guys just hit us up on the text line, what about the portal? Yeah, there's one more portal.
There is.
So I don't know. Some guys will already be in, maybe some early signees somewhere in the world, go, isn't that what I signed up for? They skedaddle to Georgia. I don't think you can bank on that for all the things Carl just talked about on defense. But as Carl mentioned, those three highly touted linebackers, big article in the Dog Nation that our buddy Connor Riley wrote. Yeah, but that's why maybe you hope your offense is the bell cow.
Well,
they got a good corner. Secondary is good next year.
Yes, it is. But experience, you know, trumps everything. It's why Kirby always talks about, like, the group that came back to win back-to-back national championships was loaded and they were experienced. When you start talking about this daunting schedule, and again, it is easier, if you want to say that, than it was last year, because I think just the first year of the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma and having to go there and play on the road to Alabama, blah, blah, blah. It's still going to be tough, Mike. And so this is an area of strength since Kirby's been there, that he's had dudes at this position.
Right.
And so I want to see what they do at the outside linebacker position.
And the other thing this year, if you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, get the checkbook out, Joe, because everybody's still talking about Ohio State. We mentioned it. Look, they got guys to stick around.
How much money does Georgia have to spend?
Well, that's the thing. That's not really the issue. The big thing, Ohio State, did they convince guys to stay?
They did.
Michigan, same thing. Guys hung around. They got guys. Remember, they were this close to running Harbaugh out of town, and then they run it back. And they keep being Ohio State, but they have to keep their upperclassmen. That's going to be the concern. It's funny, all that money, it's so great to see Oregon. You got Oregon fans. You've had Phil Knight as Daddy Warbucks for decades.
Forever.
And, oh, my God, Ohio State came in and stick it up your – you know, you beat them at home, and, of course, they just ran you out of the Rose Bowl. But that seems to be the one thing everybody continues. It's just, to me, sour grapes and grumble. As you said, NIL, now it's legal. Well, they played the system. So do likewise. Recruit better, get them to stick. You know, and everyone's going to be, remember that whole thing about the Lamborghinis? Lamborghinis, everybody in Texas driving a friggin' Lamborghini.
Has been. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. That was going on in the 90s, right. Which y'all didn't know about.
Yeah, I was going to say, but that picture, you know, we joked around, who's our buddy from CBS we were hanging out with?
Brian Jones.
Yeah, Brian B. We were joking around with him at the Army-Navy game. That shot, if you didn't see it, it's literally the strength and conditioning building outside of, in Austin, what would be like the Butts Mirror building in Athens. And it's literally, there's a dozen Lambos, SUVs, you know, you name it, lined up, and that's all the players.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing sells that. It sells itself.
We got a couple of car dealership owners, man, and you know, they like to contribute.
Right. So I'm glad Gunnar Stockton is driving around in a 30-year-old F-150, but I hope he throws for 40 touchdowns this year.
Hey, Texas and Georgia are going to be great next year. And by the way, Texas comes to Athens. It's going to be a great game.
All right.
It's going to be a great game.
But get that defense ready, Joe.
It's going to be good.